certainly good to be back to God's
house.
Appreciate the goodness of God.
Amen.
We've heard the word of God. It's went out this week. And, amen. Not been a lot of movement, but I tell you what, I feel like I've been in an old time revival.
Amen.
Kind of remind me back when I first got saved. People wouldn't praise you out. People wouldn't praise you up their hand, get happy. Amen. That's the way it needs to be. God's still God. Amen. People's changed, but God's not.
Forever
the same. I'm glad for that tonight. The same God that saved me. Amen. Same God that keeps me every day. And I thank you, glad. I got so much to thank him for tonight. You know, this singing that song, my mind went back to a lot of things. And boy, I tell you what, I was lost and undone without God. I was headed to hell. It didn't seem like nobody in this world cared for me, brother. Amen. One day, I met a fellow that did. Amen. Saved my soul. And I tell you what, I'm thankful for that tonight. And got so much to thank him for tonight. Boy, I tell you what, not only that, I look back on my life even before I got saved and things that God done in my life. And amen, I've told this story a lot over the years, but amen, we had a little boy. Amen, and they come out and told us, said, listen, said, we're going to have to do something quick. Said, he's breached, and said, we're going to have to do something quick. Said, the umbilical cord's wrapped around his neck, and said, he's choking to death. And amen, so they went to work and as fast as they could to get him out. And amen, finally brought him out, and they said, well, he ain't breathing. And boy, my heart fell on the floor. And I one of the hardest things I've ever faced in my life, seeing your kid be born and it be dead. Amen, and you know, what seemed like eternity for me was just a few minutes with God. Amen. We had some old saints of God praying that night. My mother-in-law and father-in-law down on their knees at home praying.
Yes.
They knew the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. In a few minutes, I heard a little faint cry. Amen. And that mouth ain't never shut up since. God bless us. Amen. He was anemic. Boy, he just looked like an albino. Amen. He was so white and peaked. And they said he was anemic and all these things. But no bigger than a mini, little old knotty arms and stuff. Now he weighs 310 pounds. Amen. That's what God does.
Amen.
I praise the Lord tonight for the little things that God's done in my life. And I hope praise done something for you. God, you can tonight. Amen. Nothing no different tonight. Just going to try to preach the Word of God. And, amen. I know I can't preach like Brother Billy. And if I could, God wouldn't have needed me. He had Brother Billy. Amen. When I announced my call to preach, I said, Brother Jerry, what in the world am I going to do? He said, Brother, just preach Jesus. He said, it'll be all right. Amen. So tonight, I'm just going to preach Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing no better, nothing no greater. Brother Billy preached a wonderful message last night about grace, and while he was preaching, the Lord spoke to my heart, and then Eric got up and sung all about it. Amen. Romans chapter 9. Tonight, we'll try not to keep you any longer than we can help. And I probably won't preach very long. I usually don't preach very long. Sometimes I get carried away and get shut up. But, amen, most of the time I try to be as brief as I can. Amen. And I definitely sometimes, I guess I spit it out faster than some people can hear. But that's the way God taught me, the way God made me. So don't hold that against me. Amen. Romans chapter 9, verse 14. Amen. That's back to 13. Give you this for free. It says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there run righteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that hath showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show forth my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardened. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as we come before you, dear God, you just humbled us. Oh, that's what we ask you tonight, God, again. Now, put on our mouth, Lord, kill me, Lord, to preach his word. Now, God, his word, pray, fill me, Lord, and I will pray. Now, God, that you help us tonight. Now, let it be what you're doing. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you standing tonight. Amen. And I tell you, I've preached on this many times over the years, and I don't know why God's played on my heart tonight, but amen, we've been studying this in Sunday school at church. Amen, we just seen it a couple of days ago, this last Sunday. Amen, talking about all these things, talking about here how that, amen, God made one vessel, you know, to honor and one to dishonor. Amen, you know what? He made Pharaoh to be dishonored. You know why? Because he wanted to show his power in him. Amen. But tonight, I don't want to preach on that. I want to preach on God's mercy. Amen. You know what? If I got what I deserve tonight, I'd be in hell. If I got what I deserve, I don't you understand? I was a sinner. Amen. One of the worst. Amen. I drunk. I cussed. I carried on. Amen. I've done everything a sinner done. Amen. I was headed to a devil's hell, and that's what I deserve. Amen. But there was a man called Jesus. Amen. He stepped between me and hell one night. Amen. Because he had mercy on my soul. Amen. And he showed me there was a better way and a better place for me. Amen. Being prepared in glory to sing about. I mean, we got a home being built in heaven. And that's something we ought to rejoice about. Amen. But think tonight, where you was at tonight, God saved you today. Amen. God had mercy on you. Amen. Tonight, if you're here and you're lost, God's got mercy on you tonight. You know why he's got mercy on you tonight? Because he loves you. Amen. Because he's got grace tonight. And the brother preached about grace like that. Amen. Amazing grace. How sweet the sight. A saving old wretch like me. And brothers and sisters, there ain't nothing no greater tonight. Amen. In the grace of God. And you can't have the grace without the mercy. He had mercy on you first. Amen. I bet you can be saved, brother.
Amen.
Mercy on me. Amen. I tell you, if I understood, if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. Amen. But God showed me mercy. Amen. You know, Paul said, amen, he said here over in Timothy, he said, who I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an injurious. But he said, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly. Amen. In unbelief. Amen. You know what? I was ignorant. Amen. I didn't know the ways of God. I didn't understand the ways of God. I wasn't brought up in church. But God still showed me mercy. He still came to me. Amen. And spoke to my heart and told me that I could be saved. Amen. That I could go free. Amen. I had a sinner upon my life. Amen. You know, I think about old blind Bartimaeus. I know ain't a lot said about him. I'm not him, but the one who was in prison when Jesus pardoned. Bartimaeus. Amen. Amen. How he was sitting there. Amen. In prison. I could just imagine him sitting there in chains. Amen. With his feet bound and his hands. Sitting in a prison. Amen. And one day they came and unlocked the door. Amen. And they said, listen, you can go free. He said, well, I've been sinned. How can I go free? The Bible don't say anything about this. Amen. I'm just speculating tonight. Amen. But listen, he got up and walked out of there. And he said, well, how did I go free? And they said, because a man called Jesus that took your place. And he's going to die on Calvary on a cruel cross. That you can go free.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what a lot of people think? Well, they just said a rock was loose. And, hey, man, but listen, Jesus took his place.
Yeah,
amen. He got to go free.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. The Bible said that there was a man that fared sumptuously every day. Yeah. I mean, he had everything that he could ever want.
Yeah.
Amen. He said then there was an old poor beggar laid at his gate. He said, being full of sores. Hey, amen. He laid out there just desiring to come.
Yeah.
From the rich man's table.
Yeah.
Amen. But it said one day the rich man died. Amen. And in hell he lived. Amen. Lazarus died also. Amen. And it said he was carried into the bosom of Abraham. And it said the rich man saw him afar off and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Let me tell you something. It's been talked about this week, preached about. Amen. The door. Amen. Listen, God said, I've set a door before you. Amen. That no man can close. Amen. When it's closed, no man can open.
Amen.
But listen, I believe there was a great gulf fixed between them. Amen. And this rich man began to cry out for mercy. I just send Lazarus and dip his finger in some water. And the cool my tongue. Boy, he wasn't asking for much. Amen. You would think maybe God would grant it. But all his life, Abraham said, you've had all the good things. But he said, Lazarus suffered. And now you're tormented. Amen. And now he is comforted.
Yeah.
Amen. So be it. Whenever the door's closed, amen. Yeah. That's where we to be saved. Amen. There's a lot of people going to go to hell. Amen. And get there and try to pray their way out. Amen. There's no mercy on that side of the grave. Amen. When we close our eyes in death, mercy's over. Grace is over. The love's over. Amen. Ever how we stand before God, that's how we're going to face
it. That's right. Amen, man.
We're going to stand before the Almighty God.
That's
and
right,
judge
brother.
Us according to His will.
That's right.
I'm glad tonight, amen, His will is not mine.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight His judgment's not mine.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I think about this, folks. Whenever I was just a boy growing up, God had mercy on me.
Yeah.
I was just telling a story the other day. Amen. I was at the age of about 9 years old. I was hung in a barn loft. Amen. By my neck. Amen. Until death. Amen. Listen, I was just almost gone. Amen. My older brother hung me in the barn loft. Amen. But you know what? He got nearly home. Now, he didn't have mercy on me. He had mercy on himself. He said he got to thinking Daddy would kill him and beat him to death if he found out he killed me. So he come back and cut me down. But I still believe that was God's hand of mercy.
Amen.
He could have let me die right then, there, and let it be done. But praise God. He said, I'll save him somewhere down the road. Amen. And I'll make something out of him. Now, everybody here tonight, I may not be much. But to Jesus, I'm his brother. And to God, I'm his son.
That's right.
He loved me enough. Amen. He spoke to my heart, told me that I could be saved.
That's right.
Amen. He began to send people around. Amen. People I wasn't used to being around. Let me tell you something. I had a mother-in-law. She was worse than any pit bull you ever seen in your life. Amen. When she'd get a chance, she'd latch on to me. I'd go to church with me, boy. I'd beg and plead to get out of there, tell my wife, so let's just ease out. Maybe we'll get out this time without her saying anything. And brother, she wouldn't let up. You didn't dare to go on Saturday to visit, amen. Because you're going to be talking about church on Sunday. Amen. But she wouldn't let up, brother. Amen. And she talked to me, and she talked to me. Amen. And then there was out of her family would come a preacher boy come up out of nothing. Amen. And he began to talk to me. And he met a no big knot-headed fella up here. Amen. And they come and visit me. And the next thing you know, I got saved.
Amen, brother.
Amen. All in the plan of God.
That's right.
He had mercy on me. He had mercy on me. I didn't care for myself. I was nothing. I knew I was nothing. I didn't care for nobody or anything. But God saved my soul. Amen. He took. Jerry made mention of this. I was so ignorant and unlearned about things of God. God had put me in a place to get me saved. He took and He led me into a church house one night. And Brother Jeff, that night in that little church house, somebody was dumb enough to ask me to go back into a grocery. They didn't tell me they were going to have prayer, Brother Bill. They didn't tell me they were going to have prayer. That's a boy wouldn't win. I said, what is that? He said, well, just come back and see.
Amen.
You know what that is? That's a good place for a sinner to get saved.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, man, you know what? There was about 35 men in that little room that night. They closed the door on me and leaned up against it. They began to tell what God. Nobody complained. Nobody complained. Amen. It was all praising God for what He had done for them. Amen. They began to lift Jesus up. And brother, by the time it got around to me, I don't believe it was a dry stitch on me. And boy, he said, you got anything to say? I said, I'm lost.
Thank you, Lord.
Little preacher's holding revival, boy, he jumped on that like a bulldog. They said, do you want to be saved? I said, I believe I do. Man, let me tell you something. That night, God had mercy on me.
Amen, brother.
But I tell you what, I've told people this over the years, I don't know how to explain getting saved.
Yeah.
But I said, when I went in that room that night, I felt like a truck loaded in lead.
Yeah.
Man, when the Lord said, I forgive you, I felt like a feathered brother. I tell you what, I didn't have a feather in the world.
That's right.
And everything left me. You know why? Because God set me free. He made up the bonds that was holding me down. He tore them chains off of me. I just like the old boy up in the tombs, Lord God. He had mercy on me. He passed by my way.
Amen.
Saved my soul.
Amen.
Now, over this journey, I've seen a lot of things happen. Amen. In just a few short years. Amen. I've seen God bless. Amen. And I've seen him have mercy, folks.
Yeah.
A lot of times I questioned God's mercy. Amen. I said, Lord, why does it have to be this way?
Yeah.
He said, it's my way.
Amen.
Amen. It's not your way, it's my way.
Amen.
Right. Let me share this with you, and I'll try to move on. Amen. There was a man in my life that grew up with. Amen. He was an older fellow. He was my uncle. And he didn't care much for children, us growing up either. He didn't care much for me anyway. I put it that way. I still like his boy. Man, I'm telling you what, he didn't have a kind word to say to me. Amen. He was just plumb rude. And Brother Terry's time went on. And we grew up. And man, that seen him in years. Amen. One day my mother called me and said, your uncle's wanting to see you. And you know what, brother? I went down to his house. I dreaded it with a plague. Amen. And I went to his house. And you know what? He sat there, tears running down his face. And he said, I want to apologize to you about something. He said, I know, amen, that God saved you. And I believe God called you. He said, I want to apologize to you for how I treated you when you was a little boy.
Bless you, Lord.
He apologized to
you. Amen.
He said, now I got something to ask to you. He said, I'm going to be saved.
Praise the Lord, brother.
He got saved.
Amen.
We had church at his home. He wouldn't have to go, but I mean, he's healed cancer. Boy, he wasn't able to go. We have church at his home time too. And the Spirit of God come down. Now listen, mercy. I'm still on mercy. I'll just hang on just a minute. One day I just sat down at work for lunch. My cell phone went off. Amen. And I answered it. And it was an odd number. And they said, this is so-and-so. Said, we're the caregiver for Ralph Vaughn. Said, we need you to come down here right now. And I could hear him in the background screaming the top of his lungs. Somebody help me. And man, I jumped my vehicle and I went down there to his house. Took me about 15 minutes to get there. And he was sitting up in the bed, folks. His eyes standing out on the stem. He had a hold of the bed. Looked like everything in him was going to explode. And he was screaming, somebody help me. I'm in pain. Somebody help me. And boy, I walked over to the bed and I took him by the head and I began to whisper to him. I said, just lay down, Uncle Ralph. And I laid him back on the bed and I said, let's talk to one that can help you. And we began to pray. Man, I called out on Jesus and all at once with a loud voice, he said, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
And man, there was a calmness filled the room.
Yeah.
Calmness filled his life.
Amen.
Brother Caleb, he laid there and read just as good as me.
Praise the Lord.
Man, Brother Bobby, he just went to relaxing. Boy, he laid there. And you know what this nurse said to me? She said, boy, I wish you would have been here a long time ago. And I said, the one you need was here all the time.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. The one you need was here all the time.
Yeah.
But God had mercy on him. Man, he was screaming. He was in pain. They said they had given him enough morphine to stop his heart. Amen. And it wasn't even affecting him. And when we called out on Jesus, brother, he got peace. You know what, Brother Tim? It was 2 hours. I sat beside him in pain. Amen. Watching him and looking at him. And probably been dead for 10 minutes before I even realized he'd left here.
Yeah, amen.
Just so peaceful.
Yeah.
Mercy. Mercy. Preacher,
yeah.
Wait, preacher. Because when I cross over, I want the mercy.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want the suffering. I want the mercies of God. I want His grace. I want His love. I want everything He's got.
Now, you know what
he said? He said over there, and Jude, amen, he said, having compassion, making a difference. You know what? We need to have compassion.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
Right.
Amen. You know what? Have mercy for one another.
Yeah.
You know, people don't have mercy. He said, they'll be judged.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. I tell you what, that'd be a bad time.
Yes, it would.
Amen. All through this book, you'll find things. As the brother preached last night, grace, I mean, from Genesis to Revelation. Man, you'll find all these things in there. How wonderful it is to go into this book and you start looking at it. You know what the Bible says? To study. Amen. To show yourself.
Right.
You know what else it says? It took me a while to run across that scripture. I'd never hear nobody preach on it or nothing. He said, search the scriptures, for within it you think.
Yeah.
You have it in your life.
Yeah.
You think. There's a lot of people think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something tonight, and don't nobody be offended at this. You know what a whatnot is?
Yes.
Anybody know what a whatnot is? See that little, that's like a whatnot. That's what I call a whatnot. I don't know what they're really called. Little ceramic things and stuff. And they're pretty. They're beautiful. Nice to look at, ain't they? But what use are they?
Yeah.
Church house is full of whatnots.
Yeah.
Man, they're good to look at.
Yeah.
Boy, how me and my wife's at the yard sale the other day, and we walked by this thing. She said, look at this. And there's a bunch of little pigs laying on their back. You can hold them all in your hand, little bitty ones. She said, ain't that adorable? I said, yeah, but that's dangerous.
Bless you, Lord. Look,
someone at this company sits down and just waits to collect dust.
That's right.
Guess what? And I'm what?
That's right. Yes.
Amen. God said He made one vessel to honor and one to dishonor. Now, I don't know how I'm getting this together, but listen to me. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not tonight. He had mercy on us.
Yeah.
You know where we could be at tonight? We could be in the funeral.
That's right.
We could be in the hospital fighting for our lives right now.
Yeah.
You know what? Those people that was out in California listening to the music and all those things, hey man, guess what? They was 58 killed.
Yeah.
But how many thousand did He have mercy on?
Yeah.
That's right, brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Preacher, that man just wasn't a good shot. Let me tell you something. When you go shooting fish in a barrel and I'm so full,
yeah,
you ain't going to miss many of them.
That's right, brother.
He hit a lot of people, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But God spared a lot of people.
You're right, that's right.
And hopefully it opened a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah.
What will it take in our lives? Will it take a great tragedy in our lives?
Yeah.
One of our loved ones, you know what? I don't want to see one of my children die for God to get my attention.
That's right, brother. Right.
Hell was out to destroy them anyway.
That's right.
Amen. And I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Amen, brother.
Lord, God's had mercy, let me tell you.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Had mercy. You know that little boy I was just telling you about growing up into a big boy?
Yeah.
He said, Daddy, he said, I know exactly what I'm doing. And boy, he began to get into things you shouldn't be getting into.
Yeah.
Now listen, I don't break no bombs. I'll tell you right in front of him. Amen. He got to drinking, running around with his buddies. And I tried my best to talk to him. I said, son, you'll find your place, except for the place you don't want to be one of these days. And man, one morning about 1 o'clock, I got a phone call. Man, he was pulling all the pieces. He didn't know where he was at, but he knew he'd wrecked. He said, I'm bloody. He said, I don't know how bad I'm hurt. I said, son, I can't get to you if I don't know where you're at. And finally, he figured out, got to looking around and realized where he was at. Now listen, this is all about mercy. I went there, and when I got there, the law was there, ambulances were there, and before my heart just failed, I seen all this commotion. But I got out and walked up there, and there he stood. I thought, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
They done a sobriety test on him, and the doctor, you know what the officer said, son, I'm going to have mercy on you. He said, I can take you to jail right now and pull your license. He said, cause you all kinds of problems. But he said, you know, it's cold, it's slick out, it comes snow. He said, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and have mercy on you and let you go home. Your dad's here, I'm just going to let you go home. I believe you've suffered enough. That's a long ride home for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. I drove slow. And I talked a lot. I said, son, do you know why the devil's not healed you? Mom and me are praying.
Yes.
Every time that you're not, God has spared you. He's gotten back in.
Amen.
Let this be a lesson.
Yes.
3 weeks later, I got another phone call. It was my daughter. She said, Daddy, she said, I just wanted to talk to you 2 o'clock in the morning. Daddy, I just wanted to call and tell you, brother's in jail.
Mm.
I said, well, good. Amen. I went on back to sleep. A couple hours went by, my phone rings again. Answer it. It's some young boy, I believe. He said, what are you doing? What was that other dumb question at 4 o'clock in the morning? But I'm in the bed asleep. What anybody ought to be doing this time of night? And he said, I'm in jail, so I already know that. I said, so go to bed. I'll talk to you when you get out. So they called me up today and said they released him. I went and picked him up. Come to find out, they arrested us. Now, I'm talking about mercy. Don't forget, don't you leave. It's just me. I'm just using my life for me to show you some mercy. Arrested officer come to find out that whenever he was booking him, when he went in to take him into jail, when he pushed the little button from letting him in, he called his name out, and my boy said, well, are you so-and-so with son-in-law? Did you marry my cousin? See, he was a cousin to us. He said, are you Randy's boy? He said, if I know that, I took you home. My boy said, I sure wish I'd know that. He said, "What's wrong with taking me home now?" He said, "Because I done got you here and I can't."
Yeah.
Mercy was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
This boy was torn all pieces when he found out that he arrested my son. He arrested the preacher's boy. He was torn all pieces. So he apologized to me. I said, "You better be glad you arrested him, because if I'd found you bringing him home, I'd have called your sheriff." Amen. I would have called your boss. I said, "The mercy needs to be over my boy. He needs to get his attention." Amen. And learn him a lesson.
Amen.
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 We can't even get him out of his bedroom now. He's 23 years old. Gets up, goes to work, comes home, gets in that bedroom. Hey man, I mean, you can't get him no more. He's learned a lesson. Sometimes I thank God, could you not send a woman by the knock on his door? Have mercy on us. I love you now. It's been a wonderful week for me. It's been a wonderful week for me. You've worked with your brother. You've been a choice. But he's preaching the word. I've tried to preach you the word. I know I can't preach like him. Amen. I don't try to be, don't want to be. But I want to tell you something that I love you with all my heart.
Amen.
There's a man called Jesus tonight that loves you. Amen. I believe it is over Lamentation. It says his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Man, it's from morning, noon to night. Amen. I'm telling you, whatever morning you get up, it's there. Amen. He'll wake you up in the morning and put you to bed at night.
Amen.
His mercy. Always had mercy on me over the years. He showed me all kinds of kindness and love and grace.
Amen.
He has been good to me. Tonight, I'd like you to stand. Amen. I love you. I'm going to say it at the bottom of my heart. Can I read you one more verse of Scripture? It says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Man, He's renewed us tonight by His mercy. Amen. Tonight, without a song or anything tonight. Amen. Right here is the altar. Amen. I believe the Lord's here with outstretched arms. I've got brothers all over this house and sisters love to pray with you. Tonight, He has mercy for you.
Yeah.
Everybody here may be saved tonight. I don't know your heart. I praise God if you are. But if you're not tonight, listen, God's extending His mercy to you tonight. Amen. He allowed you to be here on a Thursday night. Amen. The middle of the week. Amen. Might as well say, winding down. He's drawing you here.
Yeah,
a lot of people think, "Well, I just get up and go." No, you don't. You say there's something draws us.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen, brother.
If we're saved, there's something to love draws us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. If we're lost, guess what? Amen. The Spirit of God draws us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what drove me to the house of God.
Amen.
He had mercy on me. I thought about these foster kids. Amen. You know what? Those little children just passed away.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah.
But somebody saw them and had compassion.
Yeah.
Had mercy on them, took them into their home.
Yeah.
Just began to raise them as their own.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same way with God.
Yeah.
The devil has got us and was pulling us down to hell. Amen. But Jesus had mercy on us. Amen. And separated us from
God. Amen.
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 Amen. Tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. How is it with you tonight? Is everything, amen, all right with you tonight?